With a royal commission into the banks due to start next year, the sector is looking to rebuild trust. It's hoped a new agreement between the Australian Bankers Association and the corporate regulator ASIC will do just that. Anna Bligh is the CEO of the Bankers Association and says she understands why some consumers are uneasy about the banks.
Australian banks understand that average Australians want them to do better when it comes to treating their customers in a fair and balanced way. Banks always have to balance the interests of their customers with their shareholders, and the public wants Australian banks to get that balance right. Our banks understand they need to do better. This code is a powerful symbol that they understand, they've got the message, and they are moving in the right direction.
Westpac, Commonwealth Bank, ANZ and NAB, as well as smaller banks, all adhere to a code of practice. After months of consultations, it has been rewritten with household debt concerns in mind. Under the changes, customers will be able to close their credit cards online rather than over the phone or in a branch. Unsolicited offers to boost credit card limits will be banned and transaction fees will be made more transparent. Significantly, customers will only pay interest on what's left on their credit card from a purchase, not the full amount, and small business contracts will be simplified. Banking analyst with Morningstar, David Ellis, says he welcomes the gesture.
Yeah, the Australian Bankers Association is definitely trying to do the right thing, and I think that the customers, consumers and the general public should accept that for what I think it is a good gesture by them.
The sector has faced rolling scandals in recent months, including alleged breaches of anti-money laundering legislation and corruption. The Banking Association hopes this latest gesture will allow for more transparency and boost customer goodwill. But consumer groups say the revamped code could have gone even further. The code largely preempts reforms planned by the Turnbull government, which have yet to pass Parliament. CEO of the Consumer Action Law Centre, Gerard Brodie, says there is still more work to do.
Well, if these reforms are complied with, then consumers could be protected from over-indebtedness. We would like to see the rules around credit card debt go further. We don't think any bank should be giving you a credit card that is not able to be repaid within a period of 3 years. If it's longer than 3 years, it's really a long-term debt product, which is not an appropriate outcome for a credit card, which should be a simple payment transaction mechanism.
Once approved by the corporate monitor ASIC, the changes will be implemented within 12 months. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.